الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، الله سبحانه وتعالى mentioned the purpose of our creation and he said وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. If you see this ayah, Allah is not saying I created the jinn and the insan for my ibadah, for my worship. Allah is saying, I did not create them except for my worship. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ. It starts with the nafi, with the statement that I have not created the jinn and the insan for anything except my worship. So obviously, we need to think about whether we are fulfilling the purpose of our creation. There is a app on Android phones, it's called S Health. And it gives you, if you feed in the data of your age and your body measurements, and it keeps account of how much you walked and what physical activity you did and so on and so forth for each day, and then it gives you feedback on that, whether you completed the physical activity that you had set out to do. So it measures what you need to do for your health, physical health. So what is the, I ask myself and I remind you also to think about it, say what is the health app for our spiritual health? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that He created us only for this purpose, then are we fulfilling the purpose of our creation? Take a light bulb, two light bulbs, one in which the filament is broken. Since the filament is broken, obviously the thing doesn't work. But another one in which the filament is there, but the bulb is not plugged in. So it still doesn't give light. So even though the filament is okay, it still doesn't give light. And that is the example of somebody who is a Muslim and who is fulfilling the faraid. It's like a light bulb with the filament intact. So it's a light bulb, it has the filament, it has the capacity to give, to illuminate, but it can't illuminate unless it is plugged into the socket. So if we look at our lives and we say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said He created us only for His worship, then we need to look at our lives and reflect and say, take a typical day. You know, when I teach time management, I tell people, think of yesterday. So think of yesterday. And say, in yesterday, how much did I remember Allah? How much dhikr of Allah did I do? And ibadah is dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not necessarily, repeating the names of Allah or reading the Quran. All of these are the dhikr of Allah, obviously, and the very beautiful ways of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But one can remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every conceivable state that one is in. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this about the believers. And He said, يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ. He said, this is the sign of the ulil albab, the people of intelligence, the believers, that they do zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala standing, sitting and lying down. So in the course of the day, part of the day we spend in what we call work. So we spend in the office or elsewhere. And we are doing work which relates to our living. Part of the day, the sisters you spend in looking after the house and cooking your meal and so on and so forth. Part of the day we might spend in some physical activity, which is sports and exercise and so forth. Part of the day we spend in various forms of entertainment. Somebody might be watching, some program on television or whatever the thing might be. The question is, did we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in those activities, while doing those activities? So did I remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doing my work in the office? Did I remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cooking my food in the kitchen? Did I remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in various conversations that I was engaged in with various people on all kinds of topics in the world, but did I mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name? The hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he said, a majlis, a meeting in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name is not mentioned is cursed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not even neutral. It's not even wasted. It is cursed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we sit around and we are having a good time, we got some friends, we're talking about this and that, and please notice, I'm not mentioning about haram, because it is not expected of the believer to do something which is haram. So there's no point in mentioning that. Obviously, you will not do something which is haram. But ghaflat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is haram. To spend time without the mention of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is haram. So Ibrahim, Abu Hurairah radhiyallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that a meeting in which the name of Allah was not mentioned is a meeting which is cursed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So did we have such meetings? Obviously, we didn't have them deliberately, but whether you drop something, on the ground deliberately, or you throw it on the ground, or you drop it accidentally, it will break. So the nuqsan, the harmfulness of that is something we need to remember. So we were created for the worship of Allah. We were not created for anything other than that. So it's very important for us to keep this in mind and to keep on reminding ourselves. And I said, as I told you, it's like the app on the phone. You walk up and down the steps, it counts the steps. You go anywhere, it counts. So that's the thing for us to keep in mind and say, did I remember Allah? Now, what's the benefit of that? The benefit of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that any time we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the malaika are with us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us the reward for remembering Him. Second thing is that if you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your daily activity, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's nur and rahmah comes into that activity. So while cooking food, while you are cooking the food, you reflect on the fact and make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you the ability and the capacity to cook all kinds of meals. Our choice is not, should I eat or should I not eat? Our choice is not, do I have food today or not? Our choice is, what should I eat from among the multiple choices that I have? Should I eat this one or this one or this one or this one? How many people are there who are eating food, picking it out of garbage bins? This famous statement of Disraeli, and Disraeli was an atheist, but the famous statement of his, he looked at a man, absolute destitute man, a beggar going on the street, and he pointed at him and he said, there, but for the grace of God goes Disraeli. The British Prime Minister. Now, the point is that even though the man was an atheist, he said, there, but for the grace of God goes Disraeli. How many of us think of that when we look at people? But for the grace of God would be Yavar Beg picking his food out of a garbage bin. Nothing. There's absolutely nothing on the face of this planet which prevents Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from putting me in that position except for His mercy, and that I ask for His mercy. So I'm saying this is something that we need to think about consciously, not just telling people. That consciously, when I'm eating my food and say, well, I have so many choices, whereas there are people who eat out of garbage bins. What's the difference between that person and me? No difference. That person is also a human being, just like you and me. Absolutely no difference. So Allah has not put us in that position. Allah has put us in a position where not only do we not have to pick food out of a garbage bin, but alhamdulillah, Allah gives us food with izzah, with His rahmah, multiple choices. We do the buy this, buy that, all of this. Do we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Consciously thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. Making the food, the Salaf have said that if you are doing dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, durood, and especially sending salat and salam on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is a very, very beautiful way, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that anyone who sends salat and salam on me once, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends salat and salam on that person 10 times. Now imagine, this is a dhikr where Allah sends His salam on you. So while you are cooking your food, while you are doing work in the office, while you are driving your car, any state that you are in, if you are sending salat and salam on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah is showering on you, and His salat and salam is coming on you. And in a ratio of 1:10, imagine, what is the value of one salat and salam from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to you? Allah is not leaving it at one. Even if Allah gave you 1:1, that would be fair. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not fair. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is much more than fair. So Allah gives 1:10. So you send one salam on His Nabi, Allah sends 10 salam on you. Now imagine you're cooking your food with that. What is the barakah? What is the health? What is the beauty of that food? I mean, will that food, is that food ever going to harm anybody? Similarly, so many narrations of the Salaf, where mothers who are pregnant, they recite Quran, children were born and those children knew the Quran. I'm not saying they were born huffaz, but the Quran was something which was in them, and when they started reading Quran, they knew a lot more than a child of their age. And when they investigated, they say, well, you know, the mother used to recite Quran all the time while she was pregnant. So the effect of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is visible, and its effect is there in our entire life. Similarly, we are sitting with our friends and so on. We are talking about things, all kinds of things. Alhamdulillah, as I said, there's nothing haram. You talk about sport, you talk about this, that, politics, whatnot. But in the course of that entire conversation, did the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ever come? Did anyone mention Allah? Did anyone ever mention Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Did anyone ever mention the purpose of our creation? Now, this is very important, because many times what happens is, with all the good intentions in our own lives, we don't leave anything which is further and so on. But we get pressured in peer groups to talk about everything other than God. Talk about everything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we feel somehow hesitant, you know, how to bring up Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this. What is the problem? We should be hesitant about doing wrong, not about doing right. We should be hesitant about saying something which is harmful, not about saying something which is good. So in the course of conversation, no matter what's happening, consciously make an effort to mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalal. In whichever way. So you say, if you are talking about sport, and you're talking about people, you know, their records of so subhanAllah, see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed this man or blessed this woman. They are able to set this kind of a record. You know, they are able to jump so high, or they are able to run so many miles or whatever. See the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how Allah did this. That's all it requires. I'm not saying sit there and recite Quran, no. But talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into the room. Bring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into that conversation. Very consciously, this is extremely important. And whether the people are Muslim, non-Muslim, makes no difference. It is our job. We have been created only for this purpose. And if, as I said, the light bulb, it's not plugged into the socket, is a useless thing. Even though it has the filament, nothing is wrong with it, but it's not illuminating. We're still sitting in darkness. Now, why are we sitting in darkness when we have light bulbs with us? So that is why it's very important to consciously, cultivate this habit and say, no conversation, no meeting, nothing must go on without mentioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in it. And if we do that, alhamdulillah, then see the barakah, how it comes and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you izzah, how Allah will give you respect. People who are complete strangers, they will be drawn to you, they will love you, they will respect you, they will honor you. Total strangers, people who have nothing to do with you whatsoever. First time in their life they see you, they honor you and they respect you and they serve you. All because, not because you are worthy of that, but because you are mentioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that comes on the person who mentions it. So I remind myself and you, let us always and always remember the purpose of our creation. Anything which does not serve the purpose of its creation is garbage. It is useless. It is trash. If it stops serving its purpose, you throw it on the garbage heap. In our lives, there are so many. We buy a beautiful computer. We spend a lot of money buying that thing. It's very nice. The day it crashes and it's gone, what do you do with it? You don't say, no, this is, you know, I spent so much money on this. This machine served me so well. Let me put it up in my drawing room. No, you trash it. I mean, you try to repair it. If it doesn't get repaired, you throw it. And this is the reality of life. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah protect us. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do to those who do not fulfill the purpose. You get trashed. Because you were created for a purpose, you didn't do it. Trashed. So that is why very important for us, always, always, always to remember, Allah created us for the purpose of worshipping Him. And we must worship Him. And the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not only salah. Salah is the boundary condition. If you leave salah, then you are not even in Islam. So salah is the boundary condition. But alhamdulillah, once you've come in the boundary, that's a filament. The filament is intact. But unless you plug the bulb in, there is no illumination, there is no light. And that comes with the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every aspect of our life. So let's consciously do this. Make sure that we always and always mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let not the Let us not remain silent without mentioning the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any place, in any situation that we might be in. So either do the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or mention Allah, or thank Allah, or and so on. And in every meeting, every gathering, no matter who is there, never leave that gathering, never sit there without mentioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So think about, how can I bring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into that conversation in a way which is, seamless, and where this becomes a means of drawing the attention of people to the purpose of our creation. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.